Welcome to Live in Vibrancy Podcast, where I strive to be the comfort and inspiration for those that want to live a more vibrant and prosperous life. Hey, welcome to Live in Vibrancy. My name is Liv, and we're going to be starting a series of self-love. And I know that a lot of people think of self-love as, oh, just buying yourself flowers or taking yourself out on dates or getting massages and stuff, which is still a good thing to do, but it's not going to hold weight in longevity because you're not healing on the journey. You're just protecting and taking care of the outside. But if the inside isn't okay, then, you know, you're still gonna project something that isn't completely authentic. And the reason I say that is because, yes, things might look good on the outside, but if the inside isn't whole or healed, then the temporary stuff that you're doing to maintain yourself can only get you so far. And that is something that I learned this weekend. So today's topic will be about mindfulness, because if you don't know what you need to improve on, and if you're not, you know, made aware by your surroundings and stuff, you're not going to be able to heal those parts of you. So, for example, for me, I sometimes think that I'm coming off a certain way, and I might have the best intentions, however, it doesn't always come off as that. So, instead of me just basing things off of, oh, well, I was trying to do this and that was it, you know, so you take it how you want to, I had to self-reflect and I had to be honest with myself and realize that there are parts of me that still need healing in order for me to really attract what I want or really go for what I want out of life. I would rather get to a point where I am prepared for what's coming in my life to the best of my abilities versus just doing all the outside work. And once I get to that place, the inside work that I neglected is preventing me from being able to completely fulfill what I'm trying to do. So, I said that to say that it is important for you to care about how you come off to people. It's also important for you to appreciate and decide what you want out of life. And by appreciating it, I mean also to, it's really easy for us to get in our heads or for us to pay attention to the things that really aren't that important, but we're making it more important than it is. So with us doing that, we are closing ourselves off and we're not being so mindful of our surroundings and being mindful of other people's emotions. And just not practicing being present within your body and within yourself. And sometimes that could come from running from certain things too. I have noticed that in the past I've had trouble doing that. And that's not healthy for you to do, because sometimes, yeah, in that moment it might seem like it's easier to run. But what happens whenever what you're running from catches up to you? How are you going to deal with that? How are you going to heal from that? So I know that the journey of healing is not easy, but also too, like, it's very worth it, and it's necessary for overall growth. So some of the ways that you could be more mindful is meditation and really centering your body. Like today I have a meditation class I'm doing with one of my friends. And I felt like this was a perfect time for me to do that, because we can get to a point where we disconnect so much from ourselves that we kind of lose ourselves. So coming back to who you are is just as important as everything external that you're taking care of. Actually, it's more important. So another thing is being intentional with your day and being intentional with your plans. And by being intentional with your day, you're waking up and you have a skincare routine. You have a meditation you might do. You might read the Bible. You might go for a walk every day and get some fresh air. You might work out, you know. But you have a set plan for yourself. And yes, it's good sometimes to go with the flow, but also too, it's good to have a plan for your life and writing stuff down that you want to fulfill and going from there, because once you write it, it's kind of like it just makes it real. It comes to life on paper. It's not just a thought in your head, you know? So yes, being intentional with your day. And another thing too that I've realized is it is really hard to build connections with people when you're breaking trust with yourself. And one of the ways that I'm sure some people don't even realize that breaking trust with themselves is making promises to yourself about stuff and not following through with it. And just being like, oh, it's okay, I'll get to it later, or procrastinating and stuff. You're disconnecting a level of trust that you should have within yourself to be able to depend on yourself. And then instead of you being able to depend on yourself how you need to, you're putting more dependency into other people. So the way that you treat yourself, you're showing other people how to treat you. If you're breaking promises with yourself, you're not taking care of your health, you're not practicing your mindfulness, and you're also just kind of going through life without much direction, you are eventually gonna get to a point where you start to lose yourself, because you have literally no connections to yourself whatsoever. And if you're not grounded in yourself, you're gonna end up showing up in the world in ways that you don't want to. And everything that I'm saying is everything that I've reflected about myself recently. So I'm hoping that someone is able to benefit from this. That is all I ever want to do with my podcast episodes, is try to help people through my experiences. And yeah, so do something nice for yourself outside of external. And make sure that when you do it, it's not just throwing something together. You're actually sitting down and being with yourself and being present. And you're connecting with the thoughts that you have been ignoring. Either that, or you're connecting with pieces of yourself that you didn't even know existed, you know? Just as important as it is to have community, it's important for you to have connection with yourself, because if you don't connect with yourself, the community will not, you're not even going to be able to present yourself in a authentic way because you don't even know who you are. And in order to learn who you are, you have to do things that might be uncomfortable. And you might have to let go of some habits that have been holding you back for a long time. So yeah, I say today is a wonderful day to start with anything that you have been putting off. Because change doesn't happen unless you make it happen. But yeah, I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, bye.